Now to Turkey, where presidential and parliamentary elections are on Sunday. A retired civil servant named Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is running about even in the polls with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan has led the country for 2 decades, and many see Sunday's election as the biggest challenge yet to his power. Onur İşçi is assistant professor of international relations at Bilkent University in Ankara. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
So this race is surprisingly close. Why is it neck and neck?
It is indeed a neck and neck race. And you may have heard that yesterday, one of the two minor candidates, in fact, we have 4 candidates, one of them pulled out, which doesn't necessarily mean all of his votes will go to Kılıçdaroğlu. Some of them considered him as this third option between Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu and Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And he had a very small percentage. But Erdogan's main opponent, Kılıçdaroğlu, has made promises to restore Turkey's democracy. Can you tell us a little bit more about why he is getting so much support and whether it's for this particular message?
I've seen Erdogan in power for 20 years. I have never seen so much energy, anxiety, but at the same time, hopes all at once in my students. There's almost a unanimous hope for a Kılıçdaroğlu win, but that I would restrain myself from taking my university as a sample, right? I'm hoping for a Kılıçdaroğlu victory, of course, because it actually, I am convinced that it will stop Turkey's democratic backsliding, rising authoritarianism. But more importantly, what will actually dictate the constituents' votes will be the state of the Turkish economy. Erdogan's unorthodox monetary policies is in a cul-de-sac right now, is a dead end. He has to go back to more orthodox monetary policies, which he refuses to do. And I think that most people actually see at this point Kılıçdaroğlu as the person who will deliver Turkey's economic growth again. But more importantly, as a kind of candidate who would mend Turkey's fences with its Western allies, which is intrinsically related to the state of the Turkish economy right now.
So. Well, speaking of the economy, Turkey experienced some devastating earthquakes recently. The economy has been floundering. Inflation peaked at more than 80% last year. It has dropped a little since that peak. Is Erdogan seen as not handling economic issues well? Is that part of the reason he's behind in the polls?
Exactly. For an article that I've recently published, I conducted some interviews, little chats with jewelry stores, etc. Turkey's purchase of precious metals are up, believe it or not, 600% on a year-to-year basis. Wow. Just in the last 2 months. And I thought, because Turkey has also seen an exponential growth in the number of Russian oligarchs who are trading in gold, I specifically asked these jewelry stores, is this because you think, you know, the Russian oligarchs are trading in gold? They said, no, these are anxious Turks buying in record amounts. This indicates basically that the Turkish economic cycle has reached the point where ordinary citizens are hoarding what Americans would call dollars under the mattress.
So let me have you tease out what it would mean if Erdogan loses and what it means if he's reelected. And let's start with the second one there, because he has gotten a lot of criticism from people who say his expansion of presidential powers has really harmed the democratic system in Turkey. He has sidelined, if not worse, his opponents politically. Journalists have been arrested. So if he is reelected, what does that mean for Turkey?
I think that we should expect some continuity, which means more democratic backsliding, more rising authoritarianism. I see it unlikely that he will return to orthodox monetary policies. Kılıçdaroğlu's victory would mean something quite the opposite. We should be expecting a dramatic change, particularly in economics, but also in the country's domestic politics, where freedom of speech is highly restricted these days. But I think we should also expect to see Kılıçdaroğlu try to pivot back to the West, at least initially. Whether or not he would be successful in doing that, I am not 100% sure, mainly because Turkey is dependent on Russian energy and Chinese commodities. There's an economic system that restrains Turkey's foreign policy orientations. He will be sincerely And he stated so yesterday, that he would strengthen Turkey's ties with NATO. Those things he will fix. I'm not entirely sure if he can stake out an autonomous path, as Kılıçdaroğlu has said he hopes.
Onur İşçi is Assistant Professor of International Relations at Bilkent University in Ankara. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thanks.